Proclamation number 5275 of 18th of December, 1951. Truth. Love and faith condition. I myself guide you into truth. I myself change the state of darkness into a state of light in people who seek the light and ask me for it. The world is full of error and lies. The earthly-minded world lies in complete spiritual darkness. It does not know where the truth is and has no desire to possess it either. Nevertheless, it believes to be in the midst of truth, for it regards everything presented to it as truth. Earthly-minded people believe lies and error and doubt the pure truth because this corresponds to their attitude, that they are darkened in spirit and cannot recognize anything correctly. But this is also why they fight each other when different alleged truths appear, and this is why people have much spiritual knowledge and yet cannot speak of possessing the pure truth. Nevertheless, even if rarely, truth appears. And that is when I intervene myself, i.e., when a person asks me for the supply of pure truth. Then a possibility is created to impart completely error-free spiritual knowledge to people, the pure truth, given by the eternal truth itself. I introduce you to the truth. The sun rises in you, so to speak. For truth is a light which shines down upon you from above, which must make the human being happy because the darkness is taken away from him, because everything is now clearly recognizable and because the spiritual image which now presents itself to the human being's spiritual eye enraptures him and makes him strive for it with all his senses. A person's longing and striving is now directed towards the spiritual kingdom. The earthly world loses its attraction because the spiritual world outshines it many times over, because the exit of light is there, whereas the earthly world is part of the kingdom of darkness. Anyone who has once learned to look spiritually will be able to appreciate the oppressive effect the material world has on everything spiritual. But the spiritual world can only be revealed through truth. And pure truth can only come forth and be offered by me. For this reason, the human being who desires to stand in truth must consciously establish the connection with me and now receive it, and acquire the ability to do so himself through activity in love. This condition has to be fulfilled if a person wants to be introduced to truth by me. For through loving activity he awakens the faith in himself that I reveal myself, and I will never let such faith fail. Thus through love and faith the human being attains the truth. But never by any other means. This is why truth can only be found to a limited extent on earth. For even the once purest truth becomes contaminated as soon as the human being neglects love and faith and would then neither be able to recognize the truth nor keep it pure. For the truth is I myself, and since I myself am also eternal love, one cannot be without the other. I am always willing to introduce you humans to the truth if only you fulfill the conditions. But then the sun of the spirit will shine down upon you and it will become light and bright in you, and all darkness must depart. Amen.